95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. Today's guest tried corporate America, then decided to make a life change and turned a hobby into a career. Sydney Arnett is a fitness instructor at Barry's Philadelphia and is here today to talk New Year's resolutions and all things fitness. Hi, Sydney. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So tell me about your background. You're from the area, you left, and then you came back.
Yeah. So I grew up in King of Prussia. I was there for the majority of my life. And then my military family got transferred up to Boston, where my mom is from. So I stayed there when they kept moving around, went to school there, tried corporate America there. And when my dad finally retired from military, I moved back with them.
How did you finally make the decision to leave corporate America for a full-time fitness career?
My mother. Every day in finance, at least in my last year, I could not even get myself out of bed until the last second, the very last second to get to work on time. And she told me to quit my job, pursue something in health. It's what I was into my entire life. I actually tried to go back to school first for physical therapy. And between moving back to Philly, a new relationship and a new puppy, school didn't work out. And I sort of pivoted into fitness, which was always a passion. And I always had the intention of getting the certifications in yoga and personal training. It was a pivot that ended up working into group fitness and teaching yoga and ultimately working in what I really enjoy doing.
So is that your focus is yoga?
Nope, my focus is definitely group fitness in general. I only teach one yoga class, but that's where it started.
So what would you say to somebody who's stuck in a career that they don't want to be in?
You got to do the pros and cons list. And in my case, it was listen to your mom. I would say write out those pros and cons. You got to manifest something. So write out what it is you really want. They say if you do what you love, money will follow. I got lucky. Find those hobbies that can help with your income. You know, they say have one hobby that you enjoy, one to make you money. I don't know the rest of the saying, but and when you do that, you'll find different ways that you can collaborate and coordinate with other people in order to follow those paths instead. And when you do try to leave that career, hopefully by those collaborations or anything you tend to do in those hobbies, you'll have created a network of people to help you be successful.
So tell me about Barry's. I've heard about it. I'm hearing it all over the place. I'm seeing articles written about it, but I really don't know much about Barry's.
So Barry's has actually a pretty long history. We just turned 21, so we can officially drink as Barry's. Barry started it in 1998. He left a gym to create his own studio. It's a combination of treadmill HIIT work or high intentional interval training and strength work. So you switch between treadmills and your strength work on the floor. You can also do double up on the strength if you're afraid of the treadmill. I get it. Running is scary. Between the HIIT work and the strength work, you are building muscle and burning those calories. So you switch between the two in your class depending on how your instructor wrote the class, because we all have complete creativity. You'll switch after a certain number of rounds or minutes. And by the end, you cool it down and you have done probably burn anywhere from 250 to 500 calories.
So do you have to have a membership to take some of these classes?
It is all class-based. It is not a membership. You can buy like a 30-class membership for the month, but they don't expire until a year after purchase.
So this isn't a gym where you can just come work out yourself. You're going to take a class.
You're going to take a Barry's class, exactly. You're going to be in the red room, sweat it out, whatever it is, maybe get a shake at the fuel bar after, but it is just the red room.
Tell me about some of the classes that you teach then. You said you teach one yoga class. Is that at Barry's?
No, that's elsewhere.
Different.
But
okay.
That's
tell me a little bit more then about what you're teaching. Because I would imagine, I guess, HIIT?
HIIT is high intensity interval training, which means you're cranking up that heart rate, getting it really high, and then you sort of bring it back down and right back up. And okay. That is the switch between the treadmill and the strength on the floor.
So I would imagine that the instructors are doing that in a different way, or is every class exactly the same?
Nope. We all have complete creativity to write all of our own workouts. Every day is a different area. So Sunday is total body, which means you're hitting 50% of your lower body, 50% of your upper body. Monday is arms and abs. Tuesday is full body lower, so it's going to be a little heavier on the legs. Wednesday is chest, back, and abs. Thursday is is abs and ass. And then Friday is total body again. So you're getting that total body twice. And Saturday is full body upper. So a lot of it includes full body. You're hitting everything with every day of the week. And with that, we all write our own classes. So everyone's class is different. Someone may have a very long first round and a short second round. Someone might split it down the middle. But all the exercises are going to be different. And every instructor brings something different.
So if someone wants to take a class of yours, how do they find out when you teach? A website they can go to visit where all the classes are listed?
So you go to Barrys.com and you would go to your region, U.S., and then you would go to, we're the only one in Pennsylvania, so you'd go to Philadelphia and you would see the whole schedule for the week.
Where is Barry located?
Barry himself?
Himself, yeah.
L.A.
He's in L.A.
He's
okay.
In L.A.
And does he still teach at his own studio?
Every so often, there's a surprise and delight where you get to see Barry, but okay. I don't think it's very often anymore. We didn't get to meet him in training, but I know that he is still around and still teaches.
Did he come to Philadelphia when?
No, but the CEO did, which was really nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Got it. It's the new year. People make New Year's resolutions, and a lot of times that includes some sort of workout regimen, or they go, they join the gym, or they start taking classes, and a month later, they've backed out. They're not doing it anymore. Do you have any advice for people who maybe have used working out and fitness as a New Year's resolution and how to stick with it?
Yeah, so I'm actually a big proponent of having an accountability buddy. So someone who books this class with you and goes with you. I have them myself. I make sure that I am taking, you know, one of my coworkers' classes every day, and that's my accountability. They know me. I'm going to show up. So I like having an accountability person in your life, whether it's someone who texts you in the morning, like, hey, make sure you get to that class, or someone who you always go to class with. I think it's super helpful to do that.
That's a great idea. I never really thought about that.
Yeah, having someone to hold you accountable, especially if you know they're better at following through than you. I know if I book an early morning class, I'm like, oh, I'll just switch to the later class. But if you have that buddy, they can help you do that.
Okay, so you can go to Barrys.com for more information. They're also on social media, at Barrys on Instagram and at Barrys Bootcamp on Facebook. And then, Sydney, I'm assuming you have social media as well. Are you public? Can people follow you?
Yep, I am public. It is just at Sydney Arnett. I'll spell that. At SYDNIARNETT. Just Instagram, nothing else. That's all I need.
And do you do any sort of workout tips or fitness tips on your Instagram?
Every so often, I'll do like a workout Wednesday. I definitely add a lot of my mobility stuff on there because I find that to be super important for you to have an effective workout. So you'll catch those sometimes if you want to see those. I'm more of a recipe person.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but fitness tips for sure go on there occasionally.
I'm imagining healthy recipes.
Yeah, actually all plant-based. I'm not personally plant-based, but I cook plant-based.
Well, thank you so much for coming by today. It was nice meeting you.
Thank you for having me. Great to meet you as well.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
My next guest is here to talk about Cupid's Undie Run Philadelphia. Cupid's charity raises money for research to help end neurofibromatosis, a rare genetic disorder that causes tumors to grow on nerves throughout the body. Sandy Frenya and her son Owen were both diagnosed with NF. She and her family fight back against this disease by joining Cupid's Undie Run and starting the run here in Philadelphia. Sandy is here today to share her story. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
So can you explain exactly what NF is?
NF is a disorder that causes tumors to grow along nerves. In addition to tumor growth, it can also cause blindness, deafness, scoliosis, chronic pain, disfigurement, and learning disabilities. It occurs about 1 in 3,000 people, and there's currently no cure and very few treatments.
Tell me about when your son was diagnosed and what he's had to endure. He's 15 now?
He's 15 now. At the time he was diagnosed, he was 2. And he had to see various specialists, including neuro-oncologist, neuro-ophthalmologist. And at one of his yearly MRIs, when he was just 8 years old, we discovered a brain tumor. He's endured 15 months of chemotherapy and 3 brain surgeries since then. And one of those surgeries has now left him with a seizure disorder. Yeah, so he's been through it. But, you know, it's an ongoing battle. It's something that he'll have to live with for the rest of his life and be monitored closely for.
What is the long term of this disease, or is that different for everybody?
It's different for everybody, even among family members. I lived with it my whole life, and I had never heard of neurofibromatosis or NF until I was 36 when he was diagnosed.
So he was diagnosed, and then they tested you to see if you had it?
Correct.
And you did, but you never knew?
Correct. I grew up my whole life never even hearing of it. I do have some of the smaller physical characteristics of the disease, but I was told that they were just birthmarks. They're called Café Lait spots. So I just lived my whole life healthy as can be, never hearing of it until his diagnosis.
Do you have any other symptoms now?
I don't. 4 years ago, I was having back pain, and it turned out I had a mass on the outside of my small intestine, which is how they confirmed that I had NF. They did mutational testing on that tumor, and it turns out that I definitely have NF and unknowingly passed it along to my son.
So is the tumor still there, or did they remove it?
No, they removed it, okay, thankfully.
So these tumors have to be removed?
Oftentimes they can't be. If they can be, wonderful. some of the cutaneous tumors or the ones that are on the outside of the body will oftentimes grow back. So they're usually only removed if it's for cosmetic reasons or if, like, severe pain. Internally, it just depends on where they are. Because they grow along nerves, removal is really tricky. And in my son's case, his is in the brain. And where it's located, it's not completely removable or resectable. So, you know, we just watch through MRI.
How did you get involved with Cupid's Undie Run?
I got involved with Cupid's Undie Run through the Children's Tumor Foundation, which is the largest nonprofit dedicated to supporting people with NF and also driving research for treatments for NF. And when I heard this event, this crazy event was going on at the time in 2012 in New York City, I knew it supported the Children's Tumor Foundation. So I participated as a runner. And I had such a blast that I went to the founders and said, I need to bring this to Philadelphia. And so the next year I did. And here I am 8 years later.
So you are responsible for the run being in Philadelphia?
Correct. Correct.
And what is your official title?
Race Director of Philadelphia Cupid's Undie Run.
I coordinated a small run compared to what you do years ago, and it is so much work.
It's
so
a lot of work.
I can only imagine what you're going through with all of these crazy people in heart underwear or red underwear.
Yep.
What are the details of the run? When is it? Where is it? How can people sign up?
Okay, so the run is on Saturday, February 8th. It's at World Cafe Live in University City. It's from 12 to 4 p.m., You can donate, you can participate, you can volunteer, all by visiting our website, cupids.org.
Explain a little bit about what happens at the run.
Yeah, so Cupid's Undie Run is a 1 mile-ish fun run in your underwear or whatever you're comfortable in, but it's sandwiched between a 4-hour indoor party. That party is a fundraiser for the Children's Tumor Foundation. So when I first discovered the Children's Tumor Foundation, when my son was first diagnosed, there were zero clinical trials around treating NF. And today there are over 25. And Cupid's plays a big part in funding those trials put on by the Children's Tumor Foundation.
So even though it's a group of people running around in their underwear, they're doing a good thing and they're helping with this disease.
You got it.
And the research that goes behind it.
You got it.
Sandy, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Cupid's Undie Run is Saturday, February 8th. That's next Saturday from 12 to 4 at World Cafe Live. You can go to cupid.org for more information. If you missed any part of today's show, you can always podcast it at 957benfm.com. Click on Her Story and all of the shows are listed there. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Kathy Romano. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.